Now join me on the line is a man this Saturday night looking to get back into the muddled heavyweight division, the former WBO heavyweight champion of the world, Relentless Lehman Brewster, who takes on Danny Batchelder this Saturday night on GoFightLive.tv for the low, low price of $199. What's happening, Lehman?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. You've been kind of quiet for the last 13, 14 months. Tell us what you've been up to before we start talking about this fight and the rest of the heavyweights.
Well, I've been back in the gym. I'm back in Los Angeles, California, training with my current trainer, Shadi Saluki, who, he trained me for my fights, Crisco and whatnot, when I won my title. And so, going back to California was a decision that me and my wife made, and everything's been working out great. I've just been trying to put my foot back in the water in Los Angeles and get the rust off of me, helping James Toney get ready for his fight with Hossein Rockman, and then that rolling over to helping me getting ready for my own fight coming up for the NABA title against Danny Batchelder on Saturday.
The last time we saw you was the rematch with Klitschko, and that was a fight that you were never really, too competitive in. I mean, I think you admit that yourself. And before that fight, there was a lot of speculation about your eye and stuff like that. Two-part question. Do you think, A, should have fought that fight because of maybe what you're going through health-wise, and B, how's your eye, and where does that stand today?
Okay, well, first off, my eye is fine. My eye was fine that time, too. But, the thing of it was that you got to remember I had came off of losing my title in which I suffered the detached retina against Lajkovic. And during that time, I spent the better part of maybe 6 months laying face down. So that only left me just like another 6 or 7 months to be back up on my feet trying to heal once laying face down for 6 months. And then trying to get ready within a 4-month window to fight for a world title after not being active. So you take in consideration the whole time Klitschko was fighting. He's a smart man. He said, if I was going to fight Lehman Brewster, that would be the best time to fight him. So what did he do? They made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. I wouldn't refuse it because naturally I have a family. And because I had beat him and because, who gets a chance to fight for a world title, let alone twice? So I went into the fight positive that I would be able to once again upset him. But the fact of the matter is that the rust was just, it wasn't like the last time when I was off for a while and we fought. The last time I stayed in the gym and I was ready. But this time I was not in the gym the whole time. And, 4 month window is not the time to fight a guy who is a world champion in Klitschko, and he is a world champion. He's a terrific champion, and he's a classic guy. And, with that being said, now I'm back to set the record straight. I also, something people don't know, I tore my supraspinatus, which is a tendon in the shoulder that keeps the ball joint together. And I tore that at some point early in the fight, and every round it got more and more painful and more and more painful. But unlike him, I didn't want to cry wolf and say somebody poisoned me. I sucked it up. I didn't say anything about it. I just said I was going to go to the doctor and get it fixed. After the fight, I flew back to the doctors in Indiana and Los Angeles. They told me, hey, well, you don't need surgery, but it's going to take a long time to heal. Well, the reason why Lehman Brewster hasn't fought since then is because, yes, it took a long time to heal, but it wasn't enough to keep me out of the gym. So, yes, I have been back in the gym. I have been training hard. And now I'm just looking to get back on my horse, get back on the saddle, and give the people what they need and what they deserve. A real fighter, I come to fight. I come to fight. I do have heart. I can't take a shot. But on top of that, I'm back to fighting the way I used to, which is relentless, which is the reason why they call me Relentless Lehman Brewster.
Well, that was then. I'm sure we want to go forward. Let's start with this Saturday night with Danny Batchelder, like you said, for the NABA title. Talk about that fight.
Well, this is a fight where I'm going up against a tough gentleman out of Arizona, Danny Batchelder. He's a tough guy. I've seen his fights. He's a durable guy. I finally get to fight somebody who's not 7 feet tall, and I'm looking forward to just going heads up with him and giving my best. I have trained, as I said, to fight this man the way I've always should have been fighting since my late great trainer Bill Slayton passed away. I'm now comfortable with who I am as a man, as a fighter, as a father, as a husband, you know, with all those things, all those questions answered as I look at it as like a sabbatical or something. Now my head is clear. I'm ready to go into this game and give it my all once again. I'm now away from my former promoter, Don King, and I'm promoting myself. Thus, you have Relentless Events. So, you know, just if you want more information on me and on this fight, you can go to relentlessevents.net just to find out how to go to, you know, the GoFightLive.com. You know, you get the stats on all the fighters and whatnot. And, you know, it's just going to be great, man, because I feel like what I'm doing is transcending as not just a fighter, or should I say as a person. I'm transcending fighting, where I'm stepping up as also a promoter as well. And everything seems to be going good. I mean, you always got your bumps in the road, but, you know, you can't have up without down and in without out. So I'm just putting my best foot forward. I'm asking people to support me, to support the event, because I'm trying to do something positive by giving fighters a chance to fight that are normally overlooked. You know, Ohio has such a great history of boxing. You know, you got Ann Pryor, Buster Douglas down the road in Columbus. Man, you got so many fighters, Larry Donald, Tony Tubbs, you name it. And so with that being said, Aaron Pryor's son is fighting on the card, Rashad Holloway, another up-and-coming tremendous fighter. This guy is like the next Tommy Hearns. And you just got so many wonderful Midwest fighters. And, you know, if you look at statistics, 90% of all world champions in America have been from the Midwest. And so that's why for me to do it here in the Midwest was so important, because my hometown is Indianapolis, right down the street from Cincinnati.
Don't forget Kelly Pavlik, also the reigning middleweight champion, just down the road,
yep,
in Youngstown as well.
You said it.
You mentioned James Toney. You did a lot of work with him. Common denominator here. Last time Batchelder was in the ring, he fought a split decision loss to James Toney. Have you talked to James about that fight? Did he give you a little pointer or two what to expect from Batchelder?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, James is one of the greatest fighters of all times, and I made no secret about that. You know, I've always looked up to him when I was a teenager, watching him fight Michael Nunn. From that day forward. And with that being said, yeah, I definitely spoke to him. And, you know, in the ring, he always would give me pointers and whatnot. But, you know, there's a fear factor that you have to take in consideration. I am the hardest puncher in the heavyweight division, and Danny Batchelder has never, ever been hit by anybody who punches remotely as hard as I do, and let alone I'm going to have 10-ounce gloves on. And I think that people underestimate my speed. They know I got the power. They know I got the chin, but I also got the skills, too. But unfortunately, when you are 6'1 and a half fighting guys 7 feet tall, it's kind of hard to actually show those skills, because you got to go and do what you got to do to win. But with this guy being my height, my size, I don't have to put on some big, amazing show, should I say that. I don't have to go and not be out of character. I can use my jab. I can use my right hand. I can use all the things that made me me. Like, people don't know, I really was a boxer turned puncher because of the fact that nobody wants to stand right there in front of me. So the thing of it was, I just stepped up the game. And, you know, I always, you know, my idol was always Marvin Hagler and Julio Cesar Chavez. So I'm back to killing the body, because, you know, if you kill the body, the head must die.
You talked about, you know, you're being away from the for 13, 14 months. Did that give you a chance to look at the muddled, I guess, heavyweight division? Starting to, I guess, clear out a little bit with Klitschko winning a couple belts. And, you know, you got Value, Evan Ruiz will be fighting earlier in the day on Saturday for some kind of interim belt. You got Chagayev, you got this guy and that guy. What, I mean, did you take a step back and look, you know, who you want to go after? Or is it just the best or biggest fight that comes to you?
Well, I'm like this, man. I am willing to fight any of those guys that have a title who's not afraid to fight me. I will fight them in their hometown. I've never made a secret. There's never been no surprise that I say I am one of the few world champions who believe in order to be a world champion, you got to go and fight around the world. You know, a ring is a ring. So unless you're going to have somebody under the canvas hold my feet, and even then, you're still going to have trouble, man. I will fight you anywhere. I will fight anybody. And, yes, stepping back, looking at this division, I I cannot allow my soul, my spirit to rest, you know, and have peace of mind saying, oh, yes, I've been a world champion, knowing good and well that I'm still better than all these guys out here. But it was unfortunate what happened to me when I fought Lajkovic. I lost my sight in the first round. And, you know, that dramatically changed the outcome of the fight. And then, you know, if you look at it, man, you offered me a fight when I've been off for 15 months. And, you know, I'm coming back from an eye surgery in which I was really only trained for 4 months, which 4 months is enough time to get yourself duffy in shape. But because this man has been fighting and whatnot, and I hadn't, and I, you know, I just been so inactive, not even active to the point where I couldn't even pick my kids up for 6 or 7 months. And I had a newborn baby. So, you know, all that affected me, man. But now I've had this time. I had this sabbatical, as I call it. You know, man, I got with a guy named Colin Bates. He's a part of Relentless Events. And on the side of R&R Promotions, there's Andrew Williams and his partner, Corey, man. And they've really been helping me to put my best foot forward as not just a promoter, but as a fighter, or should I say not just as a fighter, but as a promoter, and try to bring a great fight, man, so that people don't I always have to get on the plane and fly all the way to Atlantic City or all the way to Las Vegas to fight, man. I mean, you know, to see a fight because, you know, with gas prices so high, you got to take a loan out just to get gas, you know. So I want people to be able to drive, you know, a couple of blocks or a couple of miles or the next state over and see a great show, man, because I'm coming to put on a great show and I have a lot of talented gentlemen underneath me on my undercard who are looking to make a big name for themselves. But, you know, them big promoters ain't looking at them. But you know what? They're going to get a chance on RelentlessEvents.net by way of GoFightLive.com. So, you know, this is great, man, because we get to show that there is not just big boxing on the East and West Coast. It's in the Midwest as well.
You talked about, you know, fighting on GoFightLive.com for, you know, $1.99. I mean, talk about that for a second where, you know, you're able to, you know, bring quality fights. I mean, I mean, let's face it, you're two fights removed from being the heavyweight championship of the world. You know, having an avenue like that on the internet, I mean, what do you see that as the future of boxing? I mean, as, you know, you're getting into it yourself here.
Well, all you got to do is look at your television set. Every year, doesn't it seem to get a little smaller and a little smaller, or should I say a little flatter and a little flatter? It's pretty much starting to look like a computer. And with that being said, if you look down the road, being that I'm a chess player, I always try to think ahead. Man, and do you really think in the next 10 to 15, maybe 20 years, I doubt it's that long, ain't nobody going to be watching cable? Why would you spend $120 or why would you spend $49.95 for a live pay-per-view fight when you can watch it on a computer and get better definition, better quality, you can get more in-depth, they're not going to be rushing the fighters, nobody. I mean, man, let me tell you, cable and satellite isn't going to exist in 10 to 15 years. So all I'm trying to do is build up the support for RelentlessEvents.net so that we can have a strong following now and so that when people do decide, hey, man, the Internet is the way to go because for $10 you can see everything around the world as opposed to $120 subscription a month, you know, that's the way to go. So I'm just trying to get on board now.
Last couple of questions here, and I know you already given Mr. Batchelder a lot of respect. I know you're not looking past him, but, you know, when does Layman Brewster, I mean, obviously, you know, we just talked about the internet and everything, but you know the money's at HBO, it's at Showtime. How many fights do we see you back on, you know, one of those, you know, high six, low set, you know, seven-figure paydays? How many fights away do you think you are from that?
Well, you know something, man, me personally, I think I'm about three, maybe four. I doubt four, but maybe about three fights away. But, you know, I always say it depends on what the fans demand, what the people think. You know, I mean, you got a lot of up-and-coming fighters out there. I think Chris Arioli is a very interesting fighter, and he should make a big splash in the boxing, you know, division and bring back you know, the titles to America, so to speak. But, you know, we're all champions, man, every last one of us, because it's hard to get in that ring. With Danny Batchelder, once again, he's a tough guy. I'm looking forward to going out there and fighting Danny. I'm not looking to run. I'm not looking to box. I'm out there to be relentless. I'm going to live up to my name on Saturday night. I feel confident because I've been working with my old trainer who has really reminded me of who I really am and what I'm capable of doing, and that is fighting. And, you know, I am back to that, and I'm not trying to go around that anymore. I'm not denying that which I am. You know, whether I want to or not, this is what pay the bills, and it's fighting, not boxing, not holding, not running, not grabbing, but going out there and laying the wood to these guys, man, because that's what I am. I'm a lion, and you know something? I got to eat. My family's hungry.
Well, Layman, we thank you for a few minutes of your time. Last question, just any final thoughts out to the fans before we see you on Saturday night on GoFightLive.tv for the low price of $199. Any final thoughts, Layman?
Yes, well, I try to make this fight as affordable as possible so that we can show the people, so we can show the world that, you know, we are in numbers. We have power. You understand? Not that the system controls us, but we control the system. We control it just like you talk about voting. It doesn't matter who you are selecting for the president. What matters is that you go out there and vote. $199 is something that people will be able to afford, you know, and be able to actually get a good show, because I'm not going to have a boring show. I'm coming to fight. And if you want to see a fight, if you want to see a classy guy, I think Danny Batchelder's got a little class. He's not a trash talker. And that is a throwback to the days when guys, they fought like the devil. But, you know, they were classy guys. They spoke well with each other. And, you know, it's like I'm just trying to show these kids that you ain't got to be out there sticking your chest out. You know, you don't have to wear the big fancy jewelry. You know, you don't measure success by what you wear or by what you say. You measure success by your accomplishments, by what you're able to do, by what you show. And I just want to be able to be that role model, because I think that the world lacks role models, and I'm just trying to do my part as a man.
For once, I don't have to split the pay-per-view calls with anyone. I think I'd be able to scrounge up a couple bucks for this one. It's a great show. I believe all 8 fights on the card will be televised. So if you want to look at it like this, 25 cents a fight. You can't beat that. Layman, thank you for a few minutes of your time. We wish you best of luck. We'll see you Saturday night on GoFightLive.tv, and we'll talk to you along the way.
Okay, man. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.